A deadly volcano erupts in Japan. You want to make a difference with sex trafficking in Thailand? We got a story for you. And we'll talk transition, vision, and mission today, too. That's next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Mount Untake's unexpected volcanic eruption is the deadliest in Japan since 1926. 48 people died, although the death toll could rise. Searchers have been hampered by ongoing volcanic activity. Asian Access's Jeff Johnston explains.
The eruption really didn't have any warning, and it's a popular spot for hikers, even those on religious pilgrimages. And it erupted without much warning. There was some rumbling, I think, that some people reported, and it just spewed ash and poisonous gas.
Although Asian Access doesn't have personnel in the immediate disaster zone, they're coming alongside the Japanese church to equip them for emotional rebuilding.
Pray that this kind of an event would cause people to ask the deeper questions of life, and that the church would be there to provide hope through Christ and provide encouragement and practical help.
Details on what they're doing can be found along with the links at our website. Next, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in the U.S. this week trying to warn the nation's leaders about Iran's nuclear intentions. Well, so far, his advice has largely fallen on deaf ears, and, well, the negotiation deadline's fast approaching. Despite all of this, church leaders are celebrating. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says there's a new Bible for a new Iran. Find out what that means and how you can bring God's word to Iran at our website. This is Mission Network News. Well, MNN's Katie Harth was at the 2014 Missio Nexus Leadership Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. She has this final report for us.
For our final wrap-up, I caught up with Jim Ramsey of the Mission Society. He was at the conference with four other co-workers.
Everyone's heads are spinning right now, I think. And we see this, we see the opportunity, we see what God's doing. We're willing, but how does that translate into actual change? Our current structures, our current mentality simply is not going to be sufficient to move us into the world God has out there now.
As the Mission Society team and the other groups who attended the conference go back and they process what they've learned, they're going to need your prayers.
The prayer for us as mission leaders is first the willingness to question assumptions, questions, ways of doing things, to say, how do we engage this new reality?
Go to our website for the full Missio Nexus wrap-up. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, thousands of mothers in Thailand are surrendering their kids to, quote, respectable strangers, believing even though they won't see them again, their kids will have a better life. But E3 Partners says they're being lied to. Experts estimate that tens of thousands of victims are trafficked every year. E3 Partners now has trips planned throughout the year that not only help prevent trafficking, but share the gospel. Is this your passion? Check out the trip information by visiting us online. And it can be pretty hard to move on from something that you poured your life into for nearly 30 years. But John and Lorella Rouster of Every Child Ministries know it's God's will for them to step down from their role as international directors. Lorella Rouster says,
"We helped found Every Child Ministries 29 years ago, and we love this mission. We never planned to do anything else, but we just see that we're at the point where we can work more effectively, perhaps, in different positions other than the top leadership."
Mark Lucky, a current missionary with ECM, will be taking over. Rouster's asking for your prayers for a smooth transition and strength of the ministry.
"We look forward to even greater things in the days ahead. We believe that the organization will be stronger. It will be able to reach more African children for Jesus through this move."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.